This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild let a 2-0 third period lead slip away last night in Seattle, but won the game in overtime 3-2 on a Matt Zuccarello score.
I thought we played a really good game, you know, like we deserved the win, but obviously they get two power plays in a row where they get a couple goals there, but I didn't think we'd panic, you know. I felt like we had the game and where we wanted it, and they had some chances here and there, but I thought it was a solid game, so I think we got the deserved win at the end.
Ryan Hartman and Brock Faber scored the regulation goals. The Wolves dominated the third quarter. They beat Cleveland last night in Minneapolis, 131-122. Julius Randle led the way with 28. Anthony Edwards added 25 points. He surpassed 10,000 points in his career, and he likes how the team's playing.
We spreading the floor, letting Ju be himself, be super aggressive. We tell him to be super aggressive, and then you ain't got none, just find us. We ready to shoot. And Jaden is playing extremely well for us. We want him to be super aggressive also. So those two guys just really trying to just fit in around them. I know it sounds crazy, but like I don't mind spacing the floor and catching the shoot and playing off the catch. So, yeah, just spacing around them.
College basketball, the Gopher women stomped Northwestern in Minneapolis last night, 79-47. They got 20 points from Tori McKinney.
I think it just felt great being back at the barn. That kind of just carried us through the game, I would say. So my teammates obviously helped me stay in my rhythm and just like keep me in the game regardless of what's going on, but they definitely trusted me on both ends, and I give all the credit to them.
The St. Thomas women got a win in overtime in St. Paul, beating Denver last night, 74-65. The Gopher men are home tonight, a rare Friday night game. They host USC. Forward Bobby Durkin says they're feeling great, riding a 5-game winning streak.
I mean, this past month or so has been an awesome stretch for us. I feel like we've gotten a lot better as a team, and I mean, we've had some good wins, so it's been very enjoyable.
And Minnesota United head coach Eric Ramsey's leaving the team to take a coaching job in England. This is MNN Sports.